I don't have it on my fingertips, but how many are you familiar with the quote where Sister White says something like this? The message of the fourth angel, sometimes I can do it pretty good. Does anyone remember this, the flow of these words very good? Consists of the added corruptions that have come into the church since 1844. The message of the fourth angel, in a large part, consists of the added corruptions that come into the church since 1844. So there's a, are we on again? There is a history since 1844 about what's went on within the church that is still part of the message that we have to proclaim. So when you go back into the history of the connection of the Catholic Church with World War I or World War II or what went on here recently in Czechoslovakia or the involvement. If there wasn't a Catholic Church, there wouldn't have been a war in Vietnam. Let's put it that way. If you go back into history just over and over again where you see these things erupting, you see the Catholic Church there. And it's part of our responsibility as Seventh-day Adventists to at least understand these things, even if we don't make them the premier thrust of our message. It is part of the truth that exists about Babylon. Now, not only is there apologies going on by the papacy at this time period, but let me read you part of this one book just so you'll understand how a Catholic views these apologies. This is from page 24 of the book Papal Sin by Gary Wills. It says, let me see if I want to start a little bit earlier. A little bit later. It says, though many other points were debated in the statement on the Jews as it evolved, and this is talking about a document in Vatican II, the deicide issue caused the most heated debate. Some thought it had bad policy to bring it up since that would just admit the accusation, I'll explain this in a moment, had been made in the past. Better to state the positive new view and bury it in oblivion in the past. What he's discussing here is in the Vatican II documents, there were a very few Catholics in that meeting that wanted to make an open apology for the role that the Catholic Church played in World War II, and they didn't prevail. And he described that history, which he had permission to go into the Vatican archives and look at, and he described that history. And then he's going to tell us why they didn't want to put that in there, into the Vatican II documents. The liberals